Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik Vav, Mishnah Hei. Ein Mishalman, you can't pay the Karen or the Chaimish of Tashlume Truma. Meaning to say, if you ate Truma B'Shaigik, you cannot pay it up. Min a Leket, min a Shikcho, min a Peya, min a Hefker, or from Hefker. V'lai mi ma'i Sarishan Shnidla Trumasai, v'lai mi ma'i Sarishan V'hegla Shnivdu. Don't worry, we're going to explain the Azashem. Leket Shikcho Peya, are matnei sanim. Leket is if you drop one ear of corn or two, as you're cutting, if it falls to the ground, you have to leave it for the poor people. Three you can pick up. Shikcha is if you forget a bundle of tefuah. Peya is you have to leave over a little bit of the field, at the edge of the field. Those payers are matnei sanim. Hefker means it's ownerless. Now you took it in from Hefker. Now it's yours, but you got it from Hefker. So why can't I pay? If I ate Truma B'Shaigik, what can I pay with any of these things? So we already mentioned, the Pasuk says, V'nasan l'kayin es ha-kaydesh. You have to pay the kayin something that can become kaydesh. In other words, peiros chulin that could become Truma. Peiros of leket, shikcha, pey, or hefker can't become Truma. There's no chiv to give Truma simaisis from it. Vaitra says in Mishnah, you also, if you ate Truma B'Shaigik, you can't pay v'loy mi maisa risha in shenitla trumasai. Can't pay with Maiser Rishon, even if you separated Trumas Maiser from it. Trumas Maiser is supposed to go to the Kayan. And that's because before you gave these payers, the Trumas Maiser, to the Kayan, it wouldn't be possible to be Mafresh Truma from this. In other words, right now, Maiser Rishon, once you take the Trumas Maiser and give it to the Kayan, it's like regular Chulin. So you can pay with regular Chulin that you separated Trumas Maiser from. But here's the problem. Before you took off Trumas Meiser. When you give the Levi Meiser, he has to take off Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen. Before that, you can't take off Truma from this. And once it's something you can't take off Truma from, then you can't use it to pay up the Kohen if you ate Truma B'Shaigik. The list of things continue that you cannot pay up the Kohen with if you ate Truma B'Shaigik. V'loi mi Meiser Sheni v'Hegdish, not for Meiser Sheni or Hegdish, even though it was redeemed, Meiser Sheni, is, I think you've heard this before, first and second year after the Shemitah cycle, as well as the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. You have to separate Meiser. After you give Meiser to the Levi, from what's left, you have to take off Meiser. That's called Meiser Sheni. You're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. But you could redeem it. This was redeemed, or it was Hegdish. Somebody was Magdish, these payers to Hegdish, and it was redeemed. So the Mishnah is telling us, even though it was redeemed, you can't use it to pay up the Kayan. And the reason is she'ain hegdish poides a hegdish tivir of meir. If I donate peiros to hegdish, whose money is it? It belongs to hegdish. It's mum and gevaya. Meiser sheni, this second meiser that I take off during the meiser sheni years, it doesn't really belong to me. It's mum and gevaya. It belongs to meiser sheni. Hashem said, give this to meiser sheni. As I held Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you can't pay up Truma. If you ate Truma B'Shaigik, you can't pay it up with Peiros Hegdish or with Meiser Sheni, because you can't pay up something you owe with someone else's thing. You owe this to the Kayan. How are you supposed to pay it with something that doesn't belong to you? It's as good as you coming to me and saying, you owe me $5. Here, let me take it out of someone else's pocket and give it to you. I can't. It's not mine. So in other words, ain't Hegdish, pay this a Hegdish. You can't have money of Hegdish to serve as a payment for the Truma that you ate, that would not be according to Halacha. Aye, but now I redeemed it. Once you redeem it, it's no longer the property of Hegdish. And the answer is that we learn from the Psukim here, when it comes to paying up Truma, if at one point you couldn't use it, then it stays that way. Even though the reason that you can't use it is no longer there. So Hegdish is not yours, according to Remeir, Meiser Sheni is not yours. Even though now that you redeemed it, it's yours, but it doesn't go back to something that you can use to pay up the Truma. However, the Chachamim Matirin Be'elu, the Chachamim say it is mutter to pay the Kayan with Meiser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed. They hold, look, if you redeemed it, it's property of Chulina. And you can use it to pay up Truma. A lot of different Mahalchim here had a limb shot in this mission, but we're trying to go with the Batanura and take the simplest shot. Okay, Chazring over, Peirik Vav, Mishnah Hey. If you ate Truma B'Shaigik, you have to pay with Peiros. that you separated Trumas and Maisers from. You cannot pay with Leket Shechor Peya, or something you got from Hefker, even though right now you got it. It's not Hefker anymore. You were Zeichet. You can't pay with Maiser Rishai, that Trumas Maiser was taken from it. Meaning to say, even though Trumas Maiser was taken from it. Because beforehand, you weren't able to use this for Truma, so you can't do it now. Can't pay for Maiser Sheni or Hegdish, even though you redeemed it, but the Chachamim say, if you redeemed it, then you could use it to pay up the Kayin.